While the U.S. government is struggling with how to resolve its budget problems, the government in Switzerland is considering a very different route. The Swiss Parliament is set to debate a measure that would give every Swiss citizen a monthly check of nearly $3,000, regardless of need. That's because about 100,000 voters signed a petition to require a parliamentary debate on the issue. Carl Weiderquist is a political philosopher at the Georgetown University School of Foreign Service in Qatar, and he writes for the Basic Income Earth Network. Okay, I don't know how to say this. I'll just come out. It sounds kooky.
Well, right? It is not as kooky as it sounds. It is Alaska is already giving every single citizen resident of Alaska a check with no conditions whatsoever.
And how much is that check? Roughly.
In Alaska, it's variable. This year, it was $900 for every man, woman, and child, but it's been as high as $3,200.
Right. But from what I understand, what happens in Alaska is essentially a gift. It depends on oil revenues. It seems to me that that's a difference. It's like people are not relying on this for income. Essentially, what Switzerland is trying to do is pay people for being Swiss citizens.
Yes. Yes, this is the Alaska dividend is a small step in this direction. And what's being proposed in Switzerland is a much larger step. It's the idea of putting a floor under people's income, the idea that income doesn't have to start at zero.
What has to be cut then if the government decides to give out nearly $3,000? Do you say, okay, there's no more social services? You got $3,000 to pay for health care, to pay for food and all that?
Well, it depends usually on the size of it. If it's a small one, like the Alaska Permanent Fund dividend, then you can't really cut anything else for that. But if you've got a large one, like they're talking about in Switzerland, more than $2,000 a month, then you can begin thinking about, well, what do we not need because of this? If everybody had a guaranteed income of more than $20,000 a year, we in the United States wouldn't need some things like food stamps. Perhaps we wouldn't need as much in the way of unemployment insurance and so on.
You know, one of the issues is social equality, and one of the issues is economic reality. And I'm not sure I entirely get where the two meet.
Well, there have been a lot of experiments in this. There was experience done in the United States in the 1970s where they had several thousand people getting something the equivalent of a poverty-level basic income. There was one done in Canada where they had an entire town where no one was under the threat of poverty. There's been a pilot project in India and several around sub-Saharan Africa. And what they find is often people increase their labor. A basic income in a way frees you to improve your skills and your effort and do something that actually makes a bigger contribution to the economy.
Carl, final question. If this is going to happen on a countrywide basis, it seems likely that it would be somewhere in Europe, maybe Switzerland.
Or perhaps actually in the developing world. This is a live issue in Brazil, in Namibia, in India. I wouldn't be surprised if it happened first in a very poor country. It could happen in a place like Switzerland as well. It's very hard to tell.
Carl Weiderquist is a professor at Georgetown School of Foreign Service in Qatar. Carl, thank you.
Thank you.